Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I'll tell you, the one thing when I heard about the Texans and Deshaun Watson, and I said, that's inexcusable how many times Deshaun Watson got sacked. But I'm telling you, a lot of that is on Deshaun Watson. You might think, oh, offensive line sucks. No, you can make the offensive line better. And you have to realize that as a quarterback, as you're in the league and you're trying to get to that next level.
Bobby Hebert joined the show earlier to discuss Carl Smith, the Texans quarterback coach, and how he's going to benefit Deshaun Watson. I got to tell you, I knew he was going to come on and talk about the character known as Tater, but when he says that the one thing Carl Smith instilled in him was that a quarterback can make an offensive line better, and that he was sacked the fewest times in the league when he had Carl Smith because he had that mentality. Music to my ears, John Lopez.
Yeah, absolutely. That's music to your ears, and that's the charge, right? That's the task at hand. I'm a big fan of, or I want to see more Deshaun Watson of 2017 than 2018. Not necessarily scrambling for his life, but moving around into open space. But I think ahead of that, even is get rid of the ball. You know, make your decision, be confident in what you're doing. You heard Gerard earlier as well. By the way, all these interviews are on the podcast at sportsradio610.com. Three good ones today with Chris Myers included, and Hebert and Gerard. But, you know, you heard Gerard talking about it's just because he played for Carl Smith. It's just the way he says he interprets the offense for you, helps you understand where to go, when to go, when to throw it, and not get too much clutter in your head.
Yeah, and that's very exciting. 713-572-4610. Think Tank coming up in about 8 minutes. So load them up. Start your statement with I think that, number one radio segment in all of Houston. Cal McNair spoke yesterday, and I feel very, very good about the new face or the new owner of the Houston Texans. He met with the media at the Houston Sports Award, lovely event put on by Patty Smith. He talked about the overall bottom line of the Texans this offseason, and I'll tell you why after we hear from him, why I feel very, very good about the direction this organization's going.
Yeah, we're rolling. We're working hard. We'll examine everything and try to get better in every facet, every minute that we're awake and trying to constantly improve. We know there's some spots that our fans know, and we're on the same page with them. Some areas we can improve on. I know y'all know where those are. And we'll use all our resources. We have more resources this year than we had last year to improve the team. And we'll use all those resources in all the different ways, free agency, the draft, undrafted free agency throughout the whole season. We'll look at trades and doing it, whatever we can do to get better. Brian Gain and coach are fully embrace that, and we will do that to get better.
I was talking to some people yesterday at the Houston Sports Awards, and they weren't bashing Cal McNair, but a lot of the people that, you know, are used to the crowds that Bob McNair used to run in, you know, when he would talk at these certain events, these black tie type events, they're saying that Cal McNair needed some, he's got a long way to go before he can have the presence of his dad and be able to own a room like Mr. McNair did before he passed away.
Right.
I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I actually think it's a good thing because I think the humility and he almost sounds uncomfortable speaking on football stuff. I know he knows football, but he seems uncomfortable. It seems like this is a guy who is willing to let Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien do their job. He doesn't seem like somebody who wants the spotlight right now. And when you hear what he said, and you hear that he has as firm of a grasp as everything that went on last year, it makes me feel pretty good that he's not going to mingle and he's going to let Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien do their jobs.
I also think it's just his personality. I mean, you don't have the exact same personality as your dad, and I don't to mine. I mean, there's similarities.
Not at all.
There's influences. And I think his personality.
What's your dad like?
My dad was
quiet.
Was extremely quiet.
Really,
okay. Yeah, extremely burly and quiet.
What about your mom?
She's more talky.
Okay,
she's more talky. She mixes Spanish and English with the best of them. Yeah. But I think that's just personality. That doesn't mean because he has this different personality that he's not going to have a big impact on things. And that's what we wanted to hear, right? That's what we were talking. I woke up Tuesday, said, I got to tell Landry this because we need to talk about this. I need to hear, I think we all need to hear Cal McNair speak. And lo and behold, 2 days later, he does. And I think we all feel better about it because of the things he said.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, I we don't know yet just how Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien are going to build a team.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. We really don't know. And it's unfair to judge 1 year in, especially when you take into consideration that they didn't have a first or second round pick last year. But I don't think this is going to be a situation where that, you know, the owner is going to come in and say, I want you to do this or I want you to do that. There's probably, I think that he's, for lack of a better term, I think he's going to be able to stay in his lane and trust the guys that he brought in to get the job done. And he's going to give them an opportunity for better or worse to make this team better. And most importantly, make Deshaun Watson the franchise quarterback that we all believe he is. I have two words for these coaching decisions that have been made. Deshaun friendly. I feel like these are very, very Deshaun friendly coaching moves. I feel like bringing in a new quarterback coach with all the skins on the wall is a good thing. Yeah. I feel like bringing in an offensive coordinator with Bill O'Brien to be able to pick his brain, I think that's very friendly. And then, you know, the TJ Yates, maybe a lower level move, but you know, it could pay off as well if TJ Yates is as serious about coaching as a lot of guys over there feel that he is.
And it seems like he is. I think all these things, that's a good way to put it. Deshaun friendly. Let's be honest. I mean, aren't you making every decision right now over there with Deshaun at least a part of the, even defensively? I mean, that sounds weird, but you know, you want to make sure in terms of salary, you got to pay Deshaun in a few years. Okay, what kind of, you know, is he a player like a Tyrann Mathieu who can maybe, you know, give you a short field all of a sudden, you know, sudden change, as they like to say. In fact, that's a Bill O'Brienism. You know, and so I think every decision in the back of your mind, Deshaun Watson's part of it.
Yeah, what was your biggest fear, you know, a couple weeks ago? Bill O'Brien's not going to hire an offensive coordinator.
Yep.
And, you know, things are going to be the same. Change is good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not too significant of a change because I think there are signs that this could be a good team, especially if they improve the offensive line and you have health from the receivers. But change is good. And I'm a major, major, major fan of these changes. 713-572-4610 to get in. You know what time it is. The number one segment in the nation, number one segment in the country. Most importantly, the number one segment in H-Town, the In the Loop Think Tank. Start your statement with, I think that. Don't ask us how we're doing. Why, J-Lo?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares, and we're doing just lovely here on a
Thursday.
Would you come? Nah, but I was going to try to describe the weather. Could you describe the weather for the people?
It's not gloomy.
I was going to say gloomy, but that we know what gloomy is.
Overcast
Thursday. We're doing just fine, and we appreciate your ears. Shout out to all the loopholes. 713-572-4610 to get in. It is the In the Loop Think Tank right here on Sports Radio 610. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think the NBA needs to do something to make more than just four teams relevant. Watching Sacramento play against Houston last night, knowing they're playing for nothing, it's getting hard to watch.
It's not a bad take, and they're trying. I think they're trying anyway.
We've had some people say that Daryl Morey is working magic. I don't know what the magic is right now. I mean, they dumped salary. They acquired Amon Shumpert. They got rid of James Ennis, which I'm just fine with. I don't really know what the magic is.
They're not in a position to do anything big.
Yeah, I mean,
you know?
This isn't magical. Yeah. You got a wing guy that you hope can maybe help you out. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think B.O.B. isn't going to give up any control. And he's probably the kind of guy who likes ranch on steak.
He might.
That was my fear when we did Think No Fear last segment.
What, that he wasn't going to give up control? Yeah. But at least he's got guys in his ear.
Mm-hmm.
At least he's got some dudes there. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think one way of speeding up a baseball game would be to have three balls instead of four balls, which would make the pitchers quit throwing around the batters.
Look at all these ideas.
In terms of balls and strikes.
I had some revolutionary ideas earlier.
Yeah, that's
today.
One way to put it. Revolutionary is a word. That is a word.
I had some great ideas. I think that the team that plays with the fastest tempo at the end of nine innings should be awarded a half run.
Yeah, that's idiotic.
No, it's perfect. If you're up one, it was worth it. If it's tied, we eliminate extra innings. We get rid of these extra inning games that are boring as hell, especially on school nights.
You got destroyed on the text board.
I don't worry about the text board, but keep them coming. 713-572-4610. You're on the think tank. Go.
Go.
I think that we need to start checking out this Baseball Hall of Fame and stop worrying so much about PEDs and get those boys in there.
Performance-enhancing drug.
I was surprised that Clemens and them didn't get more votes.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think the best leftover food is Mexican food.
I think it's spaghetti.
I think it's turkey.
The day after Thanksgiving?
Yep.
The sandwiches?
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's that's a hell of a discussion. I think it's lasagna or spaghetti. I think lasagna or spaghetti is the best leftover food.
Pizza's up there.
I think Mexican food's the best fresh.
Yeah, it is. But turkey sandwiches? Come on now. Everything's playing for second after that.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think the Texans should think about signing Kareem Hunt and letting him redeem himself in our backfield.
Look, when you bring in guys with character concerns, I'm a big fan of buy low, sell high. Mm-hmm. I've said this many times. Kareem Hunt fits that mentality. And I get what he did. I think he's a scumbag. I think he's a lowlife. But based on that, if you could bring in Kareem Hunt for a cheap deal,
yeah,
to where he basically has to prove himself, and if he doesn't and if something else happens, you can just get rid of him, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, I think that Fourth Rail 610 is the suggestion box to the Houston Texans.
Okay. Well,
so
was...
I suggest
Go ahead.
The suggestion box, like the company suggestion box.
Mm-hmm.
So we're the suggestion box for the Houston Texans. So I suggest that since we get all these coaches in here, we should focus on our weakest link, which is the offensive line and coach. Thank you.
That's You're welcome. Nobody's talking
You're
about.
You're welcome.
Nobody's That's... talking about guys.
Nobody's talking about that offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Smoke shop. He had the same take. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think Seth Payne sounds like Bob Belcher from Bob's Sportscast.
Who's Bob Belcher?
Bob Belcher. You got me on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up, Dank?
So we got this new guy at work today, and usually the first thing I ask is, are you afraid of heights? So he said no, and we get up on the tank. So while we're up there, he's white knuckling and swear to Jesus, wet himself.
Oh, no.
So for everybody out there, the moral of the story is I know that don't lie to make yourself look better. And if you are not comfortable doing something, don't do it.
It's good advice. It's good advice.
Dude, he climbs buildings.
How high does he get? Like high?
He gets like 19 floors. Dude, Dank is nuts.
And I'm not talking about his usual
Dank,
high.
Dank, Dank
I'm
is
talking
nuts.
About like actually physically high.
He's always on that Marahuchi, too.
Yeah.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, man. ¿Qué pasó?
Hey, man. Do y'all know where I can go get me some blinders? Because every time I work out, I look this way. Nombre, that's a fine chick. I look this way. Nombre, another one. I don't want to be looking up, though. I want to lose weight.
That's part of the reason going.
Hey,
man.
Why are you trying so hard to lose weight, man?
Porque y'all might think I'm skinny, but I'm not, papo.
All right. Well, keep working, man. We're with you.
I need to get... Hey, also, I think my KU Jayhawks are going to give me a stroke.
Yeah, they've been having some issues, man.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yes, I believe I was cut off yesterday. Nobody hangs up on the diamond. Nobody. All right, I was just going to say this line is going to be tremendous. We're going to get players from China. All right, okay, bye.
Oh.
Stick to sports. You're on the think tank, go.
Max Kellerman needs to fall off an actual cliff. He's a clown.
Dang.
Why are people hating on Max?
Dang.
Why are people hating on Max so much? I always liked him. Not. You're on the think tank, go.
I think I'm going to need Dank's help answering a question.
Okay.
Is a bullfrog's butthole watertight?
Let me think about that. Is a bullfrog's butthole watertight?
No. Can't be.
Why?
Is yours?
I'm not a bullfrog.
Yeah, but you've been in water. You take baths.
Mind blown.
You ever feel it, you know?
You're on the think tank. Go. My gosh. Quickly.
A photo lady in the building. Hey, I just want to let y'all know. Y'all know Pave Tech hates Houston, so I really think he's responsible for 95% of the potholes in here.
Oh, he makes them and then fixes them.
That could be true.
Yeah.
Text line 713-572-4610. Maury is working magic. Y'all sleep. He got a 3-and-D guy and traded all the offseason move to get under the luxury tax so they don't have to pay the repeat tax offender thing.
I know what he's
about,
done.
I don't care about Tillman Fertitta's
money.
Nobody's
talking about guys.
I know what he's done. But to use the word magic for Iman Shumpert, no one, you know, let's start calling him that.
And oh, by the
Magic Shumpert.
And oh, by the way, he traded Ryan Anderson for Brandon Knight. And then Brandon Knight basically turned into another Ryan Anderson and that he was making $15 million and not doing anything.
Right.
So,
and you know,
that's not magic.
There's this guy named Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, that he brought in. Like, he's doing a good job. I think the Rockets are actually, I think they're in better position than I thought they would be, especially with the way the Warriors are going. And they're still kicking people's ass, but there's still a little bit of drama there. But let's not act like Daryl Morey just put on a magician hat today and all of a sudden did something crazy. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I got a fantasy football take for y'all.
All right.
Ready.
All right. Jadeveon Clowney, Lamar Miller traded to the Cowboys for Tyron Smith straight up.
Why would the Cowboys trade one of the best left tackles in the league for a guy that's going to back up Zeke Elliott and – why would they want to pay J.D. Clowney when they're about to have to pay DeMarcus Lawrence? That's ultimate fantasy.
That is a
right
fantasy.
There.
Well, he said. That's, I mean, to be fair.
Yeah. Well, I don't see that one. You're on the think tank. Go. Oh, he smoked. I think he had the same proposal.
You.
He
suck.
Wanted to get the best left tackle in the league for. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Gerard Johnson almost pulled a Travis Kelce. He thought he was with his boys because he was talking and he said, "What you want?" And then he said, "Want."
Ooh, man,
did that happen? My favorite. Can I tell the Gerard Johnson Ryan Mallett story?
Which one?
When they met on the sidelines.
No.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Okay. Let's just say.
Come on, man.
Okay, Gerard played against Ryan Mallett in the Arkansas game.
Yeah, they play at Jerry World.
All right.
Yes.
So afterward, let me say it because I think I can say it without
the Ryan Mallett count.
Afterward, I always called Gerard after games and stuff. I said, "Hey, what's up? How'd it go? Blah blah." I think they'd lost that game. I think the Razorbacks won that one. It might be the last one they won. Anyway. And so he kind of
dabbed up Ryan Mallett.
Yeah, dabbed up
White Boy Slim.
Yeah, Ryan Mallett. And afterward, one of his buddies or somebody said, "What's wrong with this picture? I heard you guys talking."
Get an RC. You got to get an RC for that.
That's a double.
Really, if you close your eyes and you listen
and you
to
heard
that conversation
between Gerard
and then
and
you
show
their two pictures.
Yeah.
It would be hard to orchestrate that.
Yeah.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yes, I believe that Bob Melcher is Bob from Bob's Burgers.
That's what I wondered. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Thank
I wasn't
you, sir.
Sure, so
thank
I didn't
you,
say.
We appreciate you. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think I would have paid good money to see that little dude slap the beard off of Harden's face. That photo Eddie would have felt it back in Houston.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Bullfrog buttholes are definitely not watertight, but the real question should be, why do frogs jump in the water when it's raining?
Damn, did I cut off think tank?
I had a question. I was going to ask him how high he gets.
Damn
again,
it.
Not
think
that,
tank. Think tank. Call
how
back
high
in.
Do you
Damn
get?
It.
Not your usual high. I'm talking like actually physically high.
How does he think of this stuff on the go like that?
He's though? Good. He's good.
How
in
does
loophole.
He do that? Is that the effects of marijuana? Call back. Think tank.
Weed.
We'll let you finish off the think tank. Actually, just call back. I apologize for that. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think I'm pretty. Yay, sports.
Pretty what?
You say I'm pretty or I'm free.
Lost me.
What do you say? How do you feel about frogs? Have you ever eaten a frog?
Yeah. Frog legs.
Disgusting.
Don't say it tastes like chicken. It tastes like frog legs.
Alligator. Well, alligator like. Tastes like really good chicken.
I've had gator.
Gator's the best. Mm-hmm. I love gator.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You got to clean them the right way.
Yeah. Well, you know. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hello.
Hey, what's
You're
up?
You're on.
Man? Sorry, man.
Hey,
Hey, are the double E's and B's silent?
The double E's and B's silent. That's deep.
E's. Yeah.
Right?
Or else it would be BS, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's well thought.
That is.
That's very well thought. I guess Dank's not going to call back. Probably fell off.
He will, thing. But when he does, we'll get him on.
We'll get that because you had a question for him.
Yeah.
It's In-Loop Think Tank. I would say grade it, J-Lo.
That was a good one. That was a good solid B.
Solid B?
Yeah, solid B.
All right.
Tomorrow's Friday. We expect A-plus work.
Yeah, you gotta finish strong on Friday. Shout out to the people that are going to be off this weekend. Shout out to the people that will be working this weekend. Either way, we appreciate you for listening to us. Coming up next, we're going to go around the NFL. What price would it take for you to be willing to trade Jadeveon Clowney? And we're going to look at the top free agents in the NFL and whether or not the Texans should look at those guys. We're going to include Kareem Hunt in that list as well. Final hour of In the Loop coming up next on Sports Radio 610.
I'm a lover, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.